This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Breathe deep. Okay, a good cleansing breath because we got a lot of stuff I want to get through. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love to say this because I believe it. You know, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I know there's about 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to right now, but you've chosen this one. I like to believe it's because of the high IQ level you have, and you've chosen this one because you like what you hear. I'm going to stay with that. Really, it makes me feel better. But I do appreciate it. But get involved. Don't just sit there yelling at the radio, the TV, or the computer, however it is you're doing this. I want you to get involved. So head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. And once a week, I send out emails. I give you an idea of what we're going to be doing, some of the topics we're going to be discussing, what's coming up, and that kind of thing. And look, it's really simple. If you don't like what I'm sending, you hit the little thing at the bottom. It says unsubscribe. Really simple stuff. Then you don't have to get the email anymore, and everything is good. But I don't inundate you with information. Now, you know, you hop up to the website, read some of the stories that we have posted, let us know what you think. But you got to engage. And even if we're not exactly on the same page, or we are exactly on the same page, sometimes we end up at the same place, but we come at it differently. So if you get involved and you get engaged and you read some of the things that we're writing, you may have a different perspective on stuff. I may even change your mind depending on where you're at, because you guys have got me to look at things from a different point of view at times. So we need to be listening. We need to be talking with each other. But the one thing, if you want to get me irritated, send me an email with the party line on it. You'll make me crazy. I want you to think it for yourself. I want you to come up with it on your own. And that way there we can have an open and honest conversation. You're not just regurgitating that stuff that the party gives you, because I hate that. It makes me nuts. Anyway, Barack Lori's with me. You know, I'm enjoying this because I usually don't keep somebody on for 2 hours.
Well, it's an honor. I'm so pleased. It's so much fun yapping with you.
So as long as your check clears, you can stay. I mean,
yeah, exactly right.
Right?
That's right.
Well, Barack has his own show on called The Barack Lori Show. It's on. Tell people where they can hear you.
KRLA AMA 70 in Los Angeles at 10 o'clock on Sundays.
And they also do it online, too. You know, stream online.
Right.
Because if they're on the East Coast and they want to hear you, they like what they're hearing,
yep,
they can grab it there
exactly
as well.
Right.
And your book... Atheists? No, I'm just kidding. Atheism kills.
it can be
Amazon's
found on Amazon,
the best place, right?
And really, it's so funny. Like, I've never seen such. First of all, we were thrilled that it's a bestseller. I mean, it's 9 months of bestseller. I never expected this, Joe. And I really wanted to write a good book. It's something I really passionately believed in, and I wanted to synthesize it. It's a different way of thinking on the whole atheism question. And most people talk about, you know, it's good to have God in your life, good to have Jesus in your life for the Christians, and, you know, isn't that nice? It'll make you a better person. And they're right, of course. But I show the dangers of atheism. It's not good enough to just simply say, well, I'm not interested in God. You know, you can have your faith. No, I'm telling you that to ascribe to this notion of atheism is highly destructive. It will ruin your life. It will destroy you. And you will be part of a horrific enterprise, just like saying that, you know, you like fascism. Well, okay, guess what happened with that? Yeah, I like communism. Well, guess what happened with that? And so forth. So that's the notion of atheism kills, and it's very well detailed. I'm very proud of it, of course. And it's the first of a three-part series. So I'm working on the second part, like I mentioned.
And that will be out, you hope?
Probably late March, maybe April of 2019. It's going to be called Atheism Destroys. And the third one being Atheism Steals. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
And you do have armed bodyguards.
Yes, I do. And I need them, apparently.
Yes, there you go.
From the reviews that I'm getting from the... A lot of great reviews, but the negative reviews, all from atheists, of course. They give me one stars, and it's hysterical.
And I'll bet you most of those, not only they haven't read the book, they haven't read pieces. Look, I wrote an article years back that said, according to the left, my kids hate me. All right?
Okay.
And it was really simple. Basically what it was I did everything to my children that they say your kids would hate you over. Like, I didn't let them go to any party they wanted to go to. I didn't let them go to parties when kids, when parents weren't there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And wear what they wanted to wear, listen to what they want. So I hated my kids because I didn't want them to be happy. Well, if that's the case, yeah, you're right. I hated my kids. Man, very few people read the story, and you should saw the negative garbage that was in the comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, when you get up in the morning, do you open your eyes? I mean, how do you get through life?
They don't bother. Well, look, what do you expect? This is a world where they literally think that America is not the best country in the world, because they don't know anything else, and they don't put two and two together. And you don't have to have ever visited any other country in the world to know still that America is the best. Why? Because so many people need to, you know, want to come in. They're desperate to come in. You could easily conclude, I guess we've got something good going on here. Right?
That's pretty basic. You did it to me again. So, if all these people are trying to get into this nasty, oppressed nation,
yeah,
wouldn't that mean that they were mentally deficient, and do we really want them here?
The Groucho Marx thing. I would never join a member, a club that would have me as a member. In reverse, in a way. Like, why would we want these people? They obviously have bad judgment. You know, that's what I say. That's what I said about my wife. I mean, she's lovely and everything, but marrying me, she must have bad judgment. So she's a sweetie pie.
We can go all over the place with that kind of stuff. You know, I talk about how, you know, everybody wants socialized medicine. We have to have single-payer medicine. Well, first of all, let's look at the VA and see how that's working out for our veterans, the single-payer medicine. But let's take it a little further. What countries have come up with, that have socialized medicine?
Right.
What countries have come up with major breakthroughs in curing diseases, right?
Great point.
And where did Castro go when he needed help?
That's so true. Where did the Canadians go when they need help?
Seriously.
Canada's a, you know, first world country. I always marvel at when people say these things. I'm like, well, maybe we could talk about it after the break, but all the American inventions out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's almost everything technology-wise, any major invention was invented by an American. And you
and
wonder
stolen
why.
Stolen by the Chinese.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't say it. I said it out loud. I didn't mean
but
that.
But
okay.
Nothing in the American DNA that makes us better inventors. I wonder what it is. Anyway, we can talk about that later.
We will. You heard the music. You know how it works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Barack Glory right after this.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP
targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
To the Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate how engaged and involved you are, and I really do appreciate the emails that you send and the nice words that you send. You know, I don't care what you send me. When in an email, if you disagree with me, that's fine. I really don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem is when you spew party line and you just say nasty stuff. When you do that, as you know I've done in the past, I will read it over on the air. But if you're disagreeing with me and you have an honest point and you're making some good points, I will discuss and talk about it, and I won't read your name, I promise. So it's okay to disagree. It is not okay just to be nasty, mean, and hateful. I don't deal with that well, because then I get nasty, mean, and hateful. It gets really ugly at that point in time. Anyhow, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brock Lurie joins me. I'm having a good time tonight. I hope you are, too.
I am. And by the way, on the Real Side, let me just say, You come for the Joe Messina, you stay for the bumper music. Because I love this bumper music, man. It's awesome.
I'm glad you know, other people say that too, but I have a few listeners who write me go, Messina, we're not in the 70s anymore. And I go, maybe you're not. I'm stuck. You want to see my bell bottoms? Get them upstairs. I'll put them on. Not a good sight, but I got them anyway.
Cute.
Anyhow. All right, so listen, let's just jump into this and have some fun with this. First,
predictions.
What's that?
Predictions for the midterms.
Yeah. Well, not just predictions, but you know, you were talking. Wait a minute. I want to finish our conversation from last time.
Right.
American inventions, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So
you know,
I mean, when you think about all the major things, I mean, we're right now in a studio, right? We have a lot of goodies all around us. I see an air conditioner. Who invented that? An American, right? I see a computer, of course. Who invented that? An American. The internet, American, right? Light bulb, the harnessing of electricity. Two different things, by the way. The internet, you know, the telephones. American. An American. Right. Everything, virtually everything you can think of that you enjoy today and things that we can't see in front of us, like the airplane, the car, and so many other goodies like that, those are invented by Americans. Were there inventions invented by other nationalities? Yes, but not many compared to the Americans. And you wonder, because you were talking about innovations, Joe, how socialized medicine just distorts and prevents innovations of so many different kinds.
Right.
America invented so many of these vaccinations that the world now enjoys. And to say nothing of entertainment, right? To say nothing of movies, which was, again, another American invention. I mean, it just blows your mind. And then to say that somehow America is the worst country in the world? I mean, what's the matter with you people? You know, you enjoy all the benefits of everything, but you have no clue that why it is as it is.
Barack, when they talk about America in a bad way and we're the imperialistic country and what have you, I say, you know, I'm not the brightest bulb in the drawer, but just think about something at just a basic
the
level.
The bulb invented by an American. There you go.
By a guy who didn't follow protocol, and that's how he invented the bulb, right?
Exactly.
So you think about something. We ended World War II with one of the most powerful weapons on the planet. If we were so nasty and mean, we could have sat back and said, hey, Russia, Germany, we've got 5 or 6 more of these.
Right.
So just give up to us. Okay, you're not coming into the U.S. fold. We own you now, or else we'll turn you into the next Great Lake.
Right.
Okay? We didn't do that. We bombed Japan, 100 years backwards, and then what did we do? We went back and rebuilt them.
Yeah.
That's right. We're so nasty and hateful and mean and oppressive.
That we demanded that they be free. That's how outrageous we are. Monsters.
It's
fascist.
So you see where I'm going? And I think to your point about the innovations that we've had, I think that comes, and you said it earlier, which is true. It's not that we're smarter than anybody else, but we have more freedom.
Yeah.
And when you have that freedom to think and do and try and test, then you get the innovations you get. When you're not allowed to,
right?
You know, you got no place to go, right?
It's so true, but it's just like you were saying about your article. I mean, where you wrote that title, and then no one read anything else, right?
Right.
Well, that's the way it is. It's so emblematic, Joe, of the whole way that the left thinks, because they see only the top headline, and they decide, well, that's what it is. So when you hear the word Ferguson today, they still think that Michael, whatever his name was, Brown, was wrongly killed by a white racist cop, when, of course, the opposite is true. Same thing with Freddie Gray, same thing with the financial
Freddie
meltdown.
Freddie Gray, they're putting a statue up of.
Ah, disgusting.
And I'm thinking, right. Really?
Yeah.
So what do you do? You know.
But they only hear what they're told to hear, and very few people read below the headline. I mean, it's like... It's like when you leave a message for somebody, you leave a voicemail. You know, nobody listens to voicemails anymore.
No.
Right? They see that you called. Yeah, what do you want? Hey, I just left you a 3-minute message. Can you just listen to that before you call me back? No, they don't have time for that crap. That's really interesting. So everything is the Republicans' fault. It's very easy to say. Yeah. They have the word racist that they like to use quite a bit, as it turns out. They have the word fascist. And so forth. That's the way they like to deal. This is their currency of dialogue. And never mind that the economy is doing so well, like you said, Joe. Never mind that our foreign policy is so friggin' excellent. They don't care about that.
Well, we're not like, look at it's kind of like, I tell people when it comes to parenting, right? And people know these stories. You let your kids get away with so much for so long. And the first time you put your foot down, you think your child's going to go, oh, okay, I'm sorry, didn't mean to do that. No, you're going to have them screaming at you going, no, you let me go out every Friday night, whether I have my homework or not. What's changed?
Yeah.
We have let these countries take advantage of us for so many years. And, you know, to me, this goes back to the day when remember when Reagan was yelling at Gorbachev to tear down the wall?
Mm-hmm, that's
and
right.
And left lost their minds.
Yeah, they did.
You can't do this. You can't talk to the Soviet leader like that. You can't. What's happening? You mean the wall's coming down? Right? It's the same thing here.
Yeah.
He's looking at them saying, okay, enough. Yeah. You're not going to pound on us anymore. We want changes.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with that. It's going to be a little scary, a little painful at first, but somewhere we're going to come up with a compromise that's going to work for both sides. Don't you agree?
I agree. I mean, it has to be that way at some point, but I do think that we have to just fight with a proof of a better cookie.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. And we talked before about how, look, I'm on the Trump train now. And I'm so excited. I voted for him reluctantly. I wouldn't say reluctantly, cautiously. I was cautiously optimistic, I guess. I was hoping for the best. Let's put it that
right.
way. But, you know, she, meaning Hillary, made it easy for me because there wasn't no way in hell I was going to vote for her. All right. So I would have voted for a toaster before I would vote for Hillary Clinton. So I got Donald Trump, and at least I had some hope. Realistic hope, and sure enough, the man's fantastic. So I am so on the Trump train, and I'm saying these past two years, I think a lot of people are on the same train. They're very excited about it, and you're seeing people line up for 24 hours for these huge rallies. You would have thought the Beatles had returned. Right? And this is what's
all
going
right,
on.
Now you're dating yourself there, buddy.
Well, everyone knows the Beatles.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how Mr. Obama gets 300.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that. Yes. Oh, right. My gosh.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Barack Lahry. Will still be with me when we come back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
These illegal caravans will not be allowed into the United States, and they should turn back now.
President Trump talking tough on immigration as the caravan gets closer to the U.S. border with Mexico. The president speaking in Washington, D.C., saying Democrats want to bring illegal aliens into our country.
When you get hit in the face with a rock, which, as you know, it was very violent a few days ago, very, very violent.
The president says the military will not put up with violence at the border.
Anybody throwing stones, rocks, like they did to Mexico and the Mexican military, Mexican police, where they badly hurt police and soldiers of Mexico, we will consider that a firearm.
And there are reports President Trump considering State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert for the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. post. The former Fox News anchor would replace Nikki Haley, who's leaving at the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We gotta talk about the 300 Obama.
We'll be back. I mean, we are back. No, we will be back. God forbid, I'm not going for another commercial break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a, you know, I keep telling you guys, you complain about the commercials, it's simple. Send your checks to the address at the bottom of the website. Okay, get enough of those checks in. We don't have to have commercials anymore. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Don't, you know, I used to say this, and it's so true. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself, okay? Get involved. Get engaged. You got a question, ask a question. We're like horse manure on a ranch. You can get to us anyway, okay? You can hop on the website. We have a live chat room going on there. You can ask a question in the Facebook feed. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So there are all kinds of ways to communicate with me. And you know what? If you can't figure it out that way, maybe you shouldn't be driving either. It's really scary. Anyhow, Brock Lurie joins me, and I'm having a good time with him tonight. I hope you guys are having a good time. I hope you're having a good time.
I love it. I love it. It's a great audience, and you're a great host, Joe. It's really a pleasure.
Well, it's a lot less pressure when it's not your show.
It definitely is a lot less pressure. Oh, my goodness.
You can sound like a buffoon, and it's okay. Yes. You're just a guest. Me?
Yeah, it's like watching a great movie instead of directing a great movie. That's simple, right?
Thank you. All right, so a couple things. One of the questions that came up, and we'll just tackle it. You know, the difference between being agnostic and an atheist.
Right. Agnostic means that you are not clear that there's a God. You're not, you know, you're not against it necessarily. You feel like you don't have enough information to make a decision, and you're still waiting for that evidence. An atheist, by contrast, knows that there is no God, and wants to live his life accordingly. So he rejects it in the same way that you reject unicorns, you know, who are governing the planet. That's the way the atheist views God, that it's some sort of crazy Santa Claus. It's a fantasy. They're very insulting, by the way, to religion. But, you know, so we get to be insulting back to the atheists because I think they're incredibly stupid to believe that there is no force out there, that everything else adds up. But it's so funny because we were talking, again, going back to your headline story, how people just don't read past that headline. Yep. And they have all these brilliant comments and criticisms. The same thing is true with atheism, when you think about it, because they see the world around them. There's a tremendous amount of information that you can gather in terms of how could this possibly be, and all the odds and all the probabilities, and yet they still conclude that there's no God. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah,
that's why I say it's got to be stupid.
I haven't said this in a long time, but I've always enjoyed this. I've always said, okay, atheists, first of all, think that we, as Judeo-Christians, don't believe in science. And I say, you know what? I believe in science. I just believe that God made science. I don't believe that science made God.
Right.
So let's start off there.
There you go.
Number two is, if you atheists think that you don't have faith, you're fools. Because I'm going to tell you what you believe. You believe out of the vast nothingness, absolutely nothing, two atoms somehow found themselves somewhere in this vast nothingness at the same intersection. The traffic light apparently wasn't working. They slammed into each other. They sent this powerful blast going on through the universe that continues to go on today. And somehow over billions of years, we've evolved to the point that, as you were saying earlier, we've learned how to make computers and feed people and made lights. And if that doesn't take more faith than believing God, then yes, I am smoking too much crack.
Exactly. That's really well said. That's exactly right. They truly do have faith, and they don't know it.
They don't.
But they think very highly of themselves. So that's for sure.
And that's the other thing about atheists that bother me, is that I have no problem, and I don't think you would either. I mean, live your life as an atheist. If that's what you want to do, that's the right you have.
Sure.
But don't go around this country telling us to tear down crosses and how stupid we are, and, you know, we're uninformed and we're uneducated because we believe in this higher being. We don't do that to you.
Right.
I mean, I can't imagine living my life thinking that at the very end, I end up being worm food and it's over.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Well, they'll say to you that you're just, you know, you're creating this God fantasy in order to make yourself feel better and to give you comfort that there's a life hereafter. But they, the atheists, they are willing to live, go where science takes them, you understand, where the truth takes them, as if that's what they're about. You know why? I mean, forgetting, of course, that it's the Catholic Church that actually invented the university, actually invented the concept of truth with a capital T, and invented the concept of science as we think of it. But other than that, they're totally right.
See, don't you know what I mean? Look, how many atheist organizations started free hospitals across the world?
Yes.
Right? How many atheist organizations started adoption agencies and going out into the field and feeding and helping? I mean, who started all of this?
The school system, as we know it, was created by the Catholic Church. all the charity systems that you can think of, hospitals, and just like you said, AA programs. I mean, it's
never stopped.
And the university, like I said, it doesn't stop. And then they wonder, you know, they enjoy all the benefits that Christianity, thank you very much, gave them. And again, this is a Jew saying this, right? They enjoy all the benefits, and then they want to say, well, we don't need Christianity anymore. It's just like a cocoon. You know, a butterfly leaves the cocoon, it doesn't go back to the cocoon.
What do they call it? It's a crutch for us.
Right? Yeah.
But here's the thing. Most of those organizations started, and Christians and Jews start these things or get involved in these things because God tells them, admonishes them, to help your brothers and sisters, to help out the poor and the sick and what have you. Not because all of a sudden I had this thought between my head when they said, gee, it'd be really nice to feed some poor people.
Right.
Right?
That's right. Oh, yeah, it's logical somehow. But it's not logical. That's the point. It's very logical to run away from tyranny, but not to fight tyranny. Oh, P.S., it was Christians who ended slavery, but who's counting, right? You know, it wasn't American atheists of society that decided to end it.
Well, they were okay with that, apparently.
They had no problem.
Yeah. So we want to talk about, before we run out of time, the enthusiasm factor that's going on in this vote. And one of the things that I think he started going down the road was the people who didn't vote for Trump the first time because they were like, I don't know if he's going to really
like
what he said.
Right? You know,
but I think a lot of those people this time around, they're going to vote for him.
Exactly right. If you were to say, about me, what was my enthusiasm? A scale from 0 to 100, 100 being just tops, you know, tops beyond belief. You're ecstatic. And 0 being you are willing to consider voting for the other side. In other words, that there's no enthusiasm. And the point one means already that you are going to vote for Trump. I would have put myself at a 5 or a 10 at the time. Now, I'm at 110. I'm very excited about it because he's proved himself.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that he has. And I think there are many people like me. And even those who were tepid about him and maybe even voted for Hillary now are saying, you know what, he's pretty effective. Because there are some reasonable Democrats out there that just want to get a good leader. And now they're saying, hey, you know what, he's a good leader. They were warned that somehow the whole stock market would collapse and everything else from Paul Krugman. We would have a never-ending chaos on the streets. But exactly the opposite has happened. And they're going to vote for Trump, I'm telling you. Yeah. And that's why he's got a Beatles-like filling of the auditorium. It's insane. And meantime, as you pointed out, Joe, Obama had his own little speech, and he had something like 300 people show up in this. They rented this huge convention center, but they had to kind of push the partition in such a way to make it look more crowded.
And Uncle Joe had 200 people.
That's right.
And they brought it in from the sides and the back to push it forward to make it look like it was full.
And who was it? I think it was Bernie Sanders was somehow doing it with somebody else. I forget the name. But that candidate, I mean, it's a well-known candidate. I really wish I remember. Anyway,
the young lady from New York, right? Or was it a different one?
I think you're right.
Yeah, she's an interesting character.
Ocasio Cortez, yeah. Anyway, they had nobody show up in that one either. It's hysterical.
These
things are far more meaningful in terms of predicting what the midterms will be like than the polls, for sure.
Look, when you fill an auditorium of 30,000 people and you have another 60 waiting outside, that they have to put up the screens for them to see, you will stand outside to see this man.
Yes.
Okay, you got a problem. The other side's got a real problem, right?
Yeah.
I love this stuff. And then Bill and Hillary, are you going to buy, you heard they're going out on tour, right?
Did
you hear about that?
I will not be there right away.
That's right. $700.
Wow.
For a ticket.
Wow.
And I'm saying, I wouldn't spend $7 on a ticket to see you if you drove me there.
Right.
Okay?
I don't know how they think that that's going to be relevant. I mean, it's really just how they can garner that kind of press. It'll go down. You'll see.
It's all about death. Oh, no. It won't even fill the first stadium. Yeah. It'll be done and over with in no time.
Well, it'll be a little bit like what they were trying to do with Las Vegas in the year 2000, as it was going to be the years for 2000. You know, people were paying $1,000 for a room and all that stuff, but it ended up being like zero, $10, because people discovered they can celebrate anywhere.
Yeah. No, easy stuff. I have so much fun with this idiocy. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Barack Lori is not going anywhere. He'll be with us after the break.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Doesn't it feel? It does sometimes when you're watching the news, you do feel like it's a time warp back in the 60s where, you know, psychedelic drugs and all that stuff. Not that I know anything about them. I'm just saying, you know, back to those days where reality was definitely skewed most of the time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Barack Lori joins me, who has his own show called The Barack Lori Show. Where can they find you?
AM870KRLA on Sundays at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. West. What is that, 1 o'clock East, and you can grab it.
That's right.
Online if you can't get it over the airwaves, you know. But really, I listen to the show, and I very much enjoy the topics he takes on and he discusses. So a little more reserved than I am, though. Just a tad. I'm a little out of control. It's okay.
It's good.
I don't mind.
Good. You gotta be who you are, and I love it. I mean, really, people like that sort of genuine sense about you, Joe. I know everyone
Thank
does,
you.
And it's But it's intelligent. Your passion still comes out intelligently. You don't swear. No. You keep it real. You stick to the evidence. You never mock. But at the same time, you get your feelings out. It's awesome. No, that's the way to do it.
Thank you. You know, yeah. Funny, Tim and I were talking about the language, and you touched on it earlier. I never heard my dad swear. I mean, I may have heard him say the SH word once in a while, but I never heard my dad use really raw, foul language. And my kids, if they were to call in, same thing, right? They never heard anything like that out of my mouth. And today, the younger parents, it's almost like it's part of the regular vocabulary with their kids. And I cringe. I'm almost 60 and I'm cringing over here when I hear some of the language. It's creeped in. It's acceptable. No big deal. It's just words.
Right.
Maybe I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but I don't buy that. If you have to use bad language or foul language to get your point across, how intelligent are you? I mean, what do you...
Well, yeah, no, I mean, it's an exercise of discretion, isn't it? You know, we have people... We believe in manners, right? You don't eat food by, you know, shoving your face down into the plate and eating it like a pig. But, and you don't... You shower up, you know, you don't let your hair... You comb your hair, for example. But somehow, when it comes to words, people say, well, they're just words, no big deal. No, but it's your choices of words that is also a matter of good discretion. And people just don't get that point. And that's the reason why I highly value people who know how to reel it in, is that the expression? To keep it in. So they don't swear.
Right.
I judge people. If they swear a lot, I know not to deal with them. It means they're out of control. And when opposing counsel, I'm a lawyer, as you know,
right.
When opposing counsel starts swearing, and me or one of my associates,
you got them.
I've got them. Yeah, they're out of control.
Right.
That's right.
I have a friend of mine that does a podcast. He's trying to get into radio and that kind of stuff. And he asked me to listen to something the other day, and I did. And I said, you lost control. And then after you lost control, he became the interviewer. And then after you lost control and he became the interviewer, he got under your skin and you could hear it. And then you were done.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been there a couple times where, like, oh, I just want to strangle this guy, you know, kind of thing. But it's really funny. And that's what happens. We don't learn how to control ourselves anymore. But I think part of it, too, is at some point in time you accept that language. It's okay. You've decided it's okay. And if it slips out, it's okay. It's not a big deal.
Right. Well, but that's the same. I mean, it's emblematic of everything else that we're allowing in. When you think about it, right? We talked about sex education and such, and how they are now opening it up to all kinds of sex. Homosexual sex is just the same as heterosexual sex. And all the things that are associated with that, well, that's just as normal as anything else. Two daddies is fine, just the same as having a mom and a dad and so forth. And every religion is the same. Every culture is the same. There's no point. Now in my school, for example, they expect girls to wear the kippot, you know, the yarmulkes.
Right? Yeah, right.
Girls are not supposed to wear that. Boys are supposed to. Because it's considered a burden, not a great joy.
Well, it's not a fashion accessory. Right?
No, it's not. You know, who wants to wear a yarmulke, really? But now they're kind of having these girls do that. Anyway, the point is there's just no ability to exercise discretion. The distinctions are all breaking down.
Right.
And that's very, very dangerous. That's why multiculturalism is such a big thing. That's why they want to open the borders, generally speaking. That's why all music is good, and that's why all art is good, and all words are good, like you just said. It's a really big, big problem.
Right. Well, you know, it's always been interesting to me as we were taught to be individuals, to express ourselves, to do certain things, and now... It's actually coming back around to, no, we all need to be the same. We all need to be, quote-unquote, equal, right?
Yeah.
No boy, no girl. I've joked about this a dozen times, and I've said, look, let's get rid of men, women, girl, and boy. I'm okay with that. As long as we can use, you're an Xer or a Yer. How's that? Okay?
Exactly. Now, some sort of
we're back to science, right? You can't get on my case for not wanting to be science-based.
It's funny. They claim to be for science, but they refuse to accept science, the fact that boys and girls are different, men and women are different. There's a huge
simple
amount
biology.
Of differences. It's just basic biology. They won't accept it. And you know, you wonder about all these breakdown of distinctions. And this is in my book, by the way, In Atheism Kills. you know, the one thing that you can definitely ascribe the reason for that, it's the breakdown of belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no God in your society, you might as well pluck out the sun from the solar system. Watch what happens to the planets then. Okay, you think that they're going to continue orbiting in a nice little beautiful way? I mean, look how organized the solar system is. We like it, right? Here comes Mars.
We know
exactly where it's going to be in the year 2027. We know exactly where Mars is going to be. We know where the moon's going to be. All those things, right. We know. Here comes Halley's Comet. You know, it's everything is arranged. But you pluck out that sun, terrible things happen.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen when you pluck out God from our civilization. It's not an old fuddy-duddy way of thinking, my friends. It's the very reason why we have civilization. And you just refuse to be appreciative of how we got here in the first place.
When I speak to some of the Christian groups, and I use four scriptures, all of them are from the Old Testament, what we refer to as the Old Testament.
Right.
And I always joke and I say, every one of these scriptures refers to the fact that we're supposed to go out, we are supposed to find godly people to rule over us. Even though God wanted to be the ruler, actually, your people fought with him.
Right, exactly.
No, that's good. We want a ruler. So he said, right. Finally said, okay, you can have a ruler. We're supposed to go out and find godly people to rule over us.
Right.
And I would say to my people, a heathen is not going to go out there to find a godly person to rule over him because he's got other things on his mind.
Yeah.
So if we don't get involved, if we don't get engaged, you know, the Bible says, look, when you have a godly ruler in place, the people are at peace.
Yeah.
Which tells me just the opposite. If you don't have a godly ruler in place, things are chaotic and nasty.
That's right.
Right?
You're very right. And George Washington, our first godly ruler, as it were, he understood that. And that's why he was able to say, look, I'm not hungry for power. After his second term, he politely stepped down. I'm done. And look, I wish you all the best, and I want this country to thrive.
Yep.
That's only somebody who had a deep faith in God could do that.
I'm going fishing.
Right, I'm going fishing. Somebody else would say, it's all about power, baby.
Right.
And they would say,
and that's somebody's, we haven't got enough time for me to go down that road. All right, because I know somebody wants us to get to the borders. What's going to happen at the border? What's your prediction is what Trump's going to do at the border?
Right. Okay. So, the border. I can make this prediction easily because I know that Trump knows one thing, which is he cannot let a single migrant from this caravan come into the country. If he does, then he can expect more and more caravans from now on.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to set a policy right now, and he's smart enough to figure that out. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant, actually. So now that we know what he needs to do, everything else is just tactics. Okay, and how he engages in the tactics, that's his business, I suppose. But I'll tell you, there ain't going to be any migrants. He's not going to say, well, we'll let in 1,000 of them, and let's hope for the best. He knows he can't do that, because if you let in 1,000 of what, a group of 10,000 or so?
Oh, yeah.
That's 10%. Then all they need to do is send another caravan, and they'll let another 10,000, and
they'll
so forth.
Stop.
It'll never end. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I'm with you. A little different of twist. I think that he will threaten to declare a state of emergency at the border, in which case he can activate the National Guard without the help of the states.
Right.
Put them on the border, not to shoot anybody, not to kill anybody. That's not the goal here.
Right.
But to truly support the Border Patrol. And then he's going to enforce the law, which is what we've never done.
Right.
He's going to enforce the law, and they're going to have to prove that they need asylum. They're coming from a country where they deserve asylum, and there's certain rules already in place, and you will be bussed, sent, airmailed back home, and end the discussion. And I think that's what he's going to do.
Yeah, and that's the tactics part of it. I think you're 100% right. No, you have to ask yourself, by the way, why are they even coming now? What's the point? And they want to do it just before Election Day. So clearly, I mean, we talked about this offline.
Got a minute.
I think that they're going full Palestinian.
Yeah.
The Democrats are going full Palestinian, meaning that they want the Americans to shoot and kill some little kid and show it to the world.
And it'll be really ugly. All right, so we're going to put up the information where they can find you. Had a ball with you. You will be back, the guest host, and you don't have to drag you back here in the last suit. I'm good with that. Hey, I'm Joe Senior Host. You've been listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure. We'll be here tomorrow night. Remember, Xander Gibb joins us, and I know how much you love him. I know how much more you love him than me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.